This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
A dairy farmer from Northeast Wisconsin sues the Trump administration for discrimination. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is representing Adam Faust, a white dairy farmer suing the USDA. Faust is claiming certain loan programs unfairly prioritize sex and race, saying that he's charged a $100 fee that minority and female farmers don't have to pay. Now, six Republicans are urging the USDA to end what they called discriminatory practices. Faust was among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan. New affordable housing in Milwaukee's King Park neighborhood. County Executive David Crowley says the goal of the project is to increase home ownership. The county is using $6 million in federal funds to build 120 new homes in the West Side neighborhood. Six homes are already built, and the rest will be constructed by the end of the year. The Attorney General does not need permission to settle certain civil lawsuits. That's the unanimous decision by Wisconsin's High Court today. At issue was Attorney General's power to resolve environmental and consumer protection cases and cases involving the governor's office and executive branch. A law signed in 2018 required the legislators' budget committee to sign off on those settlements. Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declared the law unconstitutional. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Of course, before my top five of five, I looked and said, sincere, Ronnie Ray Real said, I want to know how can blacks be racist? No speculation, but recorded data. I want to see this so point in that direction. So, first of all, you tell me, sincere, what your definition of racist is. That's what I want to know. Racist is a person who believes one race is better than another and or discriminates against that race. So if someone believes one race is inherently superior, that person is racist. Individuals can be racist, but so can a business, so can a law, so can government. A racist person can do some damage, but a racist government can do far worse. Slavery, apartheid in South Africa, all that. If you don't think black people don't think that their race is inherently superior, by definition, though I say loosely, you are racist. If I believe that black people are inherently superior, then white, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native, I'm racist. In some things, I am racist. In other things, I'm discriminatory. Well, I wouldn't say discriminatory. I would more say prejudiced, because I've never discriminated against a person because of their race. Not that I know of. Not that I remember. I've never purposefully said, I'm not giving somebody that because they're white, and I'm giving them that because they're black. See, I don't care about racial preference. I don't care about racial discrimination. Well, I care about discrimination. I don't care whether or not you're racist, and I don't care whether or not you're prejudiced. I just don't care. Carry it with you. Take it home with you. You can eat with it, sleep with it, take a shower with it. I just don't care. It doesn't affect me personally, so I don't care. If it affects somebody else, I may jump in and help them. But personally, you do you. Because when I decide to do or believe or say what I say, I don't want to hear a word you have to say. We discriminate every day. People are racist every single day. And so for us to think that black people don't have the power to be racist is just weird, because you have to attach a definition of racism that is so narrow that it looks like only white people can be racist. Most Hispanic people that I know are 100% pro whatever they are, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Venezuelan, Nicaraguan, Brazil. They don't care. They follow their race. I got no problem with that. If you consider Jewish, though it's a religion, if you consider it a race, and I have no problem, like none. So if white people do it, I don't care. I'm going to be me. All I ask you to do is not mess with me. So then if you mess with me, then I'm going to give you the same juice. I'm going to give you the same energy you give me. So if you come racist, I guess I would do that too. People that think their religious denomination is better than somebody else's, why would I care? Why would I care? That's drama and baggage I'm carrying around that somebody else isn't even thinking about me. Isn't even thinking about me. And this ridiculousness of recorded data, why don't you go ask your family members what that is? Ask your family members, depending on who comes home with what date or what wife, or what husband, how they would respond. And if you're saying that you've never known a black person to be racist, I am borderline not saying you're lying, but I have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time believing that. I've heard things my mother has said, my father has said, and my grandmother have said on both sides of my family that made me look at them like, wait, what? Knowing that somebody in my family was married to a white person. Like, what is that? Like, what? And what do you tell children who have parents of two different races? Like, is like, what? And that's why I say, you can't help who you love. And let people be who they are. But at least if you're going to be racist, at least admit it. Don't sit there and lie to them. Me, racist? Oh, never. I would never be that way. Yeah, you would. And see, I don't put anything on anybody else that I don't put on myself. Because there have been some instances I went, right? You know what I'm talking about. And it just is what it is. There are some things about every race that everybody likes. And everybody don't. And we just have to admit that. And we just have to, you know, just do what we do. I mean, we've talked about that. We talked about mothers. We talked about, even though it was Father's Day, we were talking about mothers last week. All that. Speaking of mothers.
Number 5.
From WISN 12. So There's footage of a mother. It was during a family chat video. It shows a mother grab her young son from their backyard garden and rush inside to escape the exchange of gunfire. Happened on 46 in Hampton. When police encountered an armed suspect in a residential neighborhood, both the suspect and the officer were wounded in the exchange and has been released from the hospital. But they said that the suspect had previous firearm convictions, was on probation at the time of the incident. And if you watch the video, you can actually see the mother, you know, she minding her own business, playing in the garden, got the fence up, right? Got that 6-foot fence. Everything's going to be safe. What do they call it? A privacy fence. I have my privacy fence up. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. So you got your privacy fence up. You're playing in the yard, neighborhood of 46 in Hampton, chilling, minding your own business, doing whatever you do. And then you hear the running gun battle. So then what do you do? What do? Your instincts kick in and you run. And that's what a mother should be. That is exactly what a mother should be. And a mother like that is worth billions. Yes, that's billion with a B.
Number 4.
Speaking of billions, Blavity.com. You know who Byron Allen is? You know, the black guy that owns all the, pretty much a lot of media. Him and Tyler Perry were kind of in competition to think about buying BET, but BET wasn't owned by. You know what I need? I need a racist, you know, like y'all got, it's a boomer moment, which they actually think is insulting, but actually helps me know that they probably don't know what I'm talking about, so they got to catch up. Yeah. I need another sounder. After 4 years of legal proceedings, fast food giant McDonald's has finally reached an agreement, a settlement, with Byron Allen. Those who have been following the case, and I've been talking about it over the last year from beginning to end, will remember he's the founder and CEO of Allen Media Group. He sued them for $10 billion back in 2021, alleged that the company refused to advertise with black-owned media brands. He was able to use their pattern that displayed blatant and intentional discrimination. Exact details of the settlement, of course, haven't been made public, though it seemed the two parties agreed to settle out of court. As a result, McDonald's denies any wrongdoing, shocking, and has agreed to purchase ads at market value from Allen's companies. What market value means that if it costs, just a random number, if it costs $100 to advertise, if you buy in quantity, 100 turns to 90 or 80, depending on how you buy, or 70 or $50 instead of 100. They're buying them at market value. If it costs $100 for one and I'm getting 20, so I should get a discount, they're not taking the discount. They said in a manner that aligns with its advertising strategy and commercial objectives. So what does that mean? Well, let's look at this. He sued. Because every time, and I'm telling you, this happens at every, it seems to happen. Let me rephrase that. It seems to happen at every media company, at every agency, people in marketing, right? It tends to happen because we have this thing called DEI. So that gave them the opportunity to say, hey, we're doing something for DEI. Sort of the same way we do stuff for the environment, right? Hey, we're an environmental, you know, we have a triple bottom line and, you know, I'll explain that one day. You know, we look to the environment and we look to this, right? The Arboretum down the street, yeah. They gave $100,000, so now they said they gave X amount of their money to fight the environmental. Haven't changed anything, hasn't done anything. Plastic coming out the wazoo. Nothing paper, nothing that'll disintegrate and make the garbage depot go down. None of that. But the fact that I gave money there makes it look good. Well, what they did is they said, yeah, we're going to give like, $15 million of our ad budget to black people. Now, granted, you got $15 million? That's what I'm talking about. All black radio and TV stations? Like all of them? All of them, $15 million. You know what their advertising budget was? $1.6 billion. Now, I'm almost ashamed to multiply, or should I say divide, $15 million into $1.6 billion. Because 10%, right? 10% is what, $160 million? $160 million. They spent 15 for all of black media throughout the country. All. And then spend everything else on white people. Now, why is that a problem? Most people would say they get a right to do with their dollars what they want. Well, you can't talk diversity and inclusion and all that stuff. And then when it comes to being diverse, what did you do? You didn't even make, if we, look, watch this. If you wanted to use a, let me not go there. Because we're only 14% of the population. And if 10% is 160 million, then you, okay. So it should have been more. You should have been spending well over $200 million on the black community. You know why? Well, no, we shouldn't. Well, yeah, because we give you 40% of your revenue comes from the black community. 40. What's 40% of 1.6 billion? And now look at the number 15 million. That's why he sued. And that's why he won. That is why he won. So now they're singing, you know, howdy, howdy, and, you know, talking to each other and, you know, we love each other and all those wonderful things. But we still need to watch them. We still need to make sure that they either do what they said they're going to do or we stop eating at McDonald's, which I don't think will ever happen. I'm just saying. I don't think, me personally, I don't think it'll ever happen. Anybody know why? Because that's what we do. 42 million black people in 2020. And of all the people that go to McDonald's, we were 40%. 40%. You hear me? 40% of their revenue came from us. Yeah, we can't get them to what? Can't get them to spend more than $15 million. Well, thank you, Byron Allen. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And, you know, I think I said it before. I've been thinking about moving to a suburb. I really have. But then again.
Number three.
I don't know if you all heard what happened in Minnesota with the shooting. Well, they've increased security measures at the state capitol in Madison after two Madison lawmakers were shot in their homes over the weekend and roughly a dozen Wisconsin lawmakers appeared on a list compiled by the suspect, Vance Bolter. Now, if you think Vance is the only one, you got problems. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss requested additional security measures for when lawmakers meet on tomorrow, and the state and the state Senate Sergeant at Arms said in a statement that a series of security enhanced of enhanced security protocols are now in place following the weekend shootings. So number one, don't become a state legislator. That's just me. And two, a lot of them live in suburbs. Just don't live in a suburb. Just don't live in a suburb. Some of them are talking tough. I will not back down in the face of terror. However, as an elected official, must do better to lower the temperature. So now we got liberals shooting at conservatives, and now we got conservatives shooting at liberals. I find it interesting that when conservatives were shooting at liberals, I didn't hear this. Oh, I'm sorry. I do hear this. But when liberals shoot at conservatives, for me, that's that double-mindedness, because those same two groups shooting at each other would just rather shoot me. And that's the problem I have. One lawmaker gets shot and their spouse. Now, everybody got security. Can we move this fast for community violence? Hey, Mr. Speaker, can we move this fast when there's a shooting in the community? Can we kind of, huh? Speaking of dying.
Number two.
From Fox6Now.com. That was a pretty weird transition, wasn't it? Speaking of dying. Local elected officials are criticizing the leadership at Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office over jail deaths. Fox 6 News spoke one-on-one with Milwaukee County Sheriff Danita Ball, who is standing her ground. Why would you write something like this in here? Making it look like it's a back and a forth and a back and a... So you're... Anyway. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? Bria Jones. Bad job, Bria. What we know, Ball has been under fire for over a week, with several elected officials questioning the integrity of her office over the recent jail deaths. State Representative Ryan Clancy, Democrat from Milwaukee, called out her office for a toxic culture and flat-out lies in a statement. Clancy said the sheriff's neglect is killing Milwaukee residents. Half of them you probably don't even know, Ryan. Stop. Ball said that's unfair because she and her team are working hard to keep the jail safe. It's just frustrating me because they are Monday morning quarterbacking, Ball said. It really ticks me off because this is a lie. We actually look at all of our processes, especially if we have an in-custody death, but we do it on a regular basis to see how we can improve the lives of those in our care. So there have been two deaths in Milwaukee County Jail since March. None last year. Since 2020, there have been 14. Now, this is an unfair thing to write and say, because the problem is, Clancy says, I don't know how many more times the sheriff said one more death is too many and do nothing to prevent those deaths. How do you prevent someone else from dying? If we could do that, all of us would be living longer. So it's a dumb comment to say that we could prevent deaths when we don't know the person's going to. If I could tell the future, I can prevent a death. That's idiotic, because I can't. I don't care how many people you have in there. I don't care how many times you bring somebody in jail. They will lie and they will tell you, oh no, I haven't taken any drugs. And they panicked when they got arrested. And then they thought they was getting arrested for drugs and got arrested for speeding. And they take them into jail and a nurse or the medical staff will ask them questions. And they'll say, I've not ingested anything. And they'll take their blood pressure and they'll take their heart rate, all that, and they're fine. Half hour, 20 minutes later, boom, unconscious. They die. Oh my God, there's another death in jail. How is that the sheriff's fault? Now, it is unfortunate when anybody dies. Now, there have been negligence in the past. They have paid for that. There's been negligence where people didn't do their job. And there have been lawsuits and people have gone to jail. I get it. And in that instance, I think it was warranted because people didn't do their job. They did dumb things, cutting water off and all sorts of things. And that's a travesty. And you should be held accountable for it. But when people die when there's nothing that you can do about it, when people die when you want me to check the jail every 15 minutes at irregular intervals and the person dies within the 15 minutes, what are you supposed to do? And I don't know if that's the time limit. But what are you supposed to do? You don't want to give any more money to get sheriff's deputies. You want to defund the police. You don't like the police. Every time they do something wrong, you want them to go to jail. But when you being a criminal, you don't want to go to jail. You don't want your family members to go to jail. You don't want anybody to go to jail. But when you have an undiagnosed mental health issue and nobody knows, how is someone supposed to know that? I'm telling you, if we could read the future, if we could read the future, nobody would die. Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I think nature might take its course. And now for the antithesis of discrimination and racism, there's that thing called white privilege.
Number one.
From FoxNews.com, a Michigan mother's heartbroken again after a teenager who killed her son in 2023 was spared prison during his sentencing. Grosse Pointe Police, and I talked about this, initially responded to the single vehicle crash November 17th of 2023, located the defendant, Kiernan Teague, belted into the driver's seat, and the 18-year-old victim, Flynn McCrowell, unresponsive and belted in the passenger seat. Prosecutors accused Teague of driving 100 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour speed zone around 9 p.m. when he crashed the car into a telephone pole. Defendant was charged with second-degree murder, later pleaded to manslaughter with a motor vehicle with an adult designation February of this year. They gave him a blended sentence. Are you kidding me? And they said, well, it was because he was 16. Now, if this kid was black, and we've seen it, somehow we figure out a way that this kid is an adult. He got probation at a level 2 placement facility. Probation. Evidence in the case will show that the defendant was driving in a residential neighborhood at speeds that rival speeding on Michigan freeways, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Wirth said in a June 13th statement. Sadly, Mr. McCrell lost his life as a result. We know that the rules of the road exist for a reason. Speed kills. 25 in a residential neighborhood is mandated, not just a mere suggestion. McCrell's mother, Ann Vanker of Grosse Pointe expressed her disappointment with the sentencing. Probation. Killed somebody. Reckless driving. Destructive behavior. Before or after 18. He should be in jail. But yet, you know, you live in Grosse Pointe. That's one. Number two. Privilege. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, more talking text line.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. RC said, black people can only be racist on a personal level. I've ever seen groups of racist black people. If so, it's extremely rare. And I replied to him, quit tripping. You're coming up with extreme instances just to support your argument. That makes absolutely no sense. I mean, I get it. And then not really a city girl said, I ain't paying. You can't pay me to eat McDonald's. He said, I hope you had an awesome day. It's hot outside. Yes, it is. I told RC the problem is it's in the past. Move forward. Build tomorrow. Don't forget. Forgive so you can move forward. Like, I get it. Don't forget it. But don't wallow in it to where it stops you from moving forward. Too busy looking back. I get it. But at some point, you got to let that go. Seriously, you got to let that go. Talking text line. Mal said, though I work there to pay for summer classes. That's your excuse, right? The only thing I rarely get from McDonald's are the chocolate chip cookies back when they used to be $3 for $1. But then not really a city girl said, oh, yeah, I forgot about those. They were really good. Yep. Little baby diabetes. All righty then. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. You know why? Because I used to eat them cookies too. Those cookies were good. I ain't gonna lie. Those cookies were good, but they were basically turning you into a diabetic. I'm just saying. They did. I ate them. But back then, I would eat pretty much, I don't know, anything if it was sweet. I do that now, too. I'm way behind. Ooh, Lord. I'm way behind. Frank, yeah, we missed y'all, too. What's up, Lana Banana? Frank said, these established lines are being like never before. I don't know what that means. Maybe I was talking about something back then. Frank said, Al is eloquent and cutting his own. Anyway. See, Southside, he said, we, every one of us, measure our discrimination as we maneuver. LT said, black people are prejudiced against each other for some of the same reasons that white people do against us. Light skin versus colorism. Okay. Light skin versus black skin, where we live in the city versus suburb, education, college or not. It goes on and on. Well, I got to tell you, I'm prejudiced. I'm prejudiced pro-college. I have no problem saying that. I don't hate you if you don't. That's my point. I don't like look down on you if you didn't go to college. That's because too many people in America are millionaires and they didn't go to college. And we can lie and say that that's not the barometer of money, but it really is. Nobody likes to say it, but you complain about you not making enough money. That's all I'm saying. So we say it, but yeah. Now, the colorism thing, I haven't been brave enough to come up with colorism yet. I haven't been brave enough to have somebody come in because my argument will probably be a little too strong because it's like racism. If you choose to do it, you do it. The problem is if it's something that you have a preference for, why does anybody care? Like, why are you calling people out? It's almost like we want everybody that's black to be absolutely the same and we're not. And it's like somewhere we forgot that we're not, that it's actually okay to be different. Some guys like light-skinned girls, dark-skinned girls, medium girls, all like some girls like from, I mean, like, why is that a thing? And why do you care what somebody else likes? That just makes absolutely no sense to me. LT said, Dr. King, you ever get your fence built? Yes, I did. It's been built over a year, maybe like a couple years. Yeah. Got my fence built. Everything is cracking. Stable fences. That's what I went to. So, yep. They did a phenomenal job. And you know the bad part about that? The one thing that Stable Fence did that I didn't like, they finished it in a day. I was looking to get a little milk out of that. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to get a little brownie points out of that, but they messed it up. They got it done in a day. So now I'm sitting here like, pfft. Yeah, anyway. Mao said, Dr. Ken, how can we go about letting it go when there's a constant reminder of the past on a certain basis? Like what? Because it's always been there. So you should have gotten used to it and you should have figured out ways to maneuver around. Like what? Tanya said, uh-oh, say that, Dr. Ken. I'm not cut from the same cloth and I'm okay being different. And then Tanya said, get your lazy behind back to work. Oh, well, excuse me.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on the award-winning 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Kyle Wallace. The Milwaukee Brewers are riding high after taking 3 games out of 4 against NL Central divisional rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, and now have a huge matchup against another divisional rival, the Chicago Cubs. The Brewers head south down 94 to take on the Cubs and will send rookie pitcher Chad Patrick to the mound. First pitch is set for 7.05 p.m. and coverage begins at 6.35 p.m. on our sister station, 620 WTMJ. The Oklahoma City Thunder are now a game away from winning their first NBA title in franchise history as they defeated the Indiana Pacers last night 120-109. Game 6 of the finals will be on Thursday night as the Pacers return home to try to stay alive in this series. Tip-off is set for 7.30 p.m. and can be heard on our sister station, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. This True Sports Update was brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I once had a handsome black man tell me he preferred white women. I mean, he was like, what? Like, what? So I don't know what that means. Does it matter if he was handsome? Like, because if he was ugly, you wouldn't care? Like, what is that? I'm just saying. Mal said, it can be difficult for some people to move forward, especially when they lost a family member to racist violence. Of course it can. Again, what you're doing is you're finding extreme answers to answer a question, and you're not looking at everything. So anybody can answer a question. Well, what about this? Well, in that instance, that's the only thing. If you lost a family member to racist violence, then of course you wouldn't want, like, racism or fit. So there's no other way out in that argument. Come up with something better. For instance, I do not think the late Mama Till, Emmett Till, got over her son Emmett, especially after justice was not served, despite her going through extreme ones to show it to the world. Does that have anything to do with racism? Or are you saying, like, I don't know what that argument is for, because are you saying that's the argument that black people can't be racist or what? I don't know. RC said, trust, I don't let racism hold me back. But I usually see the huddles they try to put in place, hurdles, pretty clearly. Sure. Sure. And so then what do you do? Like, what do you do? Do you worry about that or do you move forward? Do you get done what you need to get done? Because I'm going to tell you, if you spend all your time going through that, you're never, you know, like, what is it the Bible says? How can you move forward plowing a field when you're always looking back? Because you never know where you're going. You start going off course and start going all in other people's fields instead of going where you need to go. Is it hard? Sure. Think about the white family that's been killed because of black violence. And black people killed our mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, uncle. That's the same kind of argument. You argue to offset something somebody else said with an argument that nobody could argue that. If a white woman hates black people because a black kid killed her kid, like, you would, right. You would be upset. Anybody would. I think if you remove race, anybody would be upset. Race just makes it that much more inflammatory. And race makes it that much more inflammatory because more things have happened to black people at the hands of white people than of white people at the hands of black. But if you let that consume your life, you're going to lose. If you let that consume you, you are going to lose because you're going to eat yourself from the inside. That'll tear you up. 833-212-1017 is the number. I only got a couple minutes. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
How you doing? Everybody's okay. What's up?
Good. I know you only got a couple of minutes, Dr. Ken. I just have to call sooner.
What up?
You got a lot of minutes. But, I was going to say happy belated Father's Day. I didn't get a chance to
Thank
say
you.
Happy
I appreciate
Father's Day.
That. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I was just listening to your comments.
Okay.
And not mixed marriages. Go ahead.
I got something to tell you. So are you going to join us for the 54th annual Juneteenth celebration on the 19th, Thursday, from 11 a.m. to 3? You going to be there?
Yeah.
All right. So stop by, say hello, get some truth swag.
I will.
You know, we got the oldest and the biggest Juneteenth celebration in the country. So come hang out.
Okay. We do. We
All
do.
Right. All right, it's presented by
no
Hope Christian
about
Schools.
I see you then. I'm not going to keep you.
No, you're good. You're good. I got about another minute or so.
Another minute? Really?
And so I want you to come hang out because you'll get to see American Family Insurance Group of Offices, Molson Coors, Educators Credit Union, Associated Bank. You're going to see the truth, all the hosts. I might be there. I may not be there. I got other stuff going on Juneteenth Day, so y'all can come hang out 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. live broadcast.
Yeah, I do. Usually I come and my sister come with me.
Okay.
So we come down there.
Okay. How you doing?
Well, I'll call you another day and I'll make my list. Pop off Friday. Make my list.
Take 30 seconds. How your daughter doing?
Oh, wow. She's been in and out of the hospital.
Okay.
Had to have more surgery,
But she's hanging in there.
I've been having some bad luck.
Ah.
Yeah, and then my husband's in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
I said, both of them in the same hospital. So I got two of them.
What you been doing to people? What you been doing to people?
I've been doing nothing but going to the hospitals. I'm sick of going to the hospitals. They know me by heart.
Well, we will keep all of them in
our prayers. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
I'll work on them.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
Okay.
And I'll see you all. I'll be calling you, though.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey, Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. That's why we're hosting our third annual Truth Walk Against Violence led by Tori Lowe on Saturday, July 12th from Victory Over Violence Park. MLK Drive right down to the studio at Third Street Market Hall. So over the next month, Tori's going to be talking to politicians and community leaders about how we can better provide resources to stop the rise in violence. So if you want to join the Stop the Violence here in Milwaukee, go to truthwalkagainstviolence.com. That's one word, truthwalkagainstviolence.com. Right now, sign up for our Walk Against Violence, supported by 1MKE on Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. Don't be showing up at 9 o'clock at night going, where everybody at? Because we ain't going to be there. 9 a.m., 12 noon, we're going to walk from Victory Over Violence Park down to MLK Drive, all the way down to 3rd Street Market. Can you make it?
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yep, I said it. Although I don't know if I can predict it, whether or not we'll be at war by tomorrow. You think Trump's going to bomb Iran? Probably bomb them before they are able to get uranium up to 238. If they do that, they got weapons grade nuclear weapons. That's going to be an interesting one. I think I'm going to go home and build a bunker. I'm just saying. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tori Lowe Show's coming up next. And you can hang around here for the next 22 hours when I'll be back for the best in Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. You're listening to WGKB 101.7 The Truth. Hey, y'all. God bless. Take care. Thank you, Rhea. Appreciate you. Hey, y'all. I'm out.